Yeah! Josh Williams here, and welcome to the One Man Podcast trailer. That's right. This is not the official first episode. This is just a preview, a little info session here. We will be having the first One Man Podcast. We will be having the launch date of it is Wednesday, May 17th. So that's next week. That's the day of the week that I'd like to do this thing. It's Wednesday. It's a great hump day thing to do. I think I would have done it this week, guys, but I've been sick. I don't know if anyone who knows me can hear it in my voice. I have not been feeling the best, and I thought it probably not best if I had no voice to, you know, not be doing podcast episode number one. So my voice is coming back, and I can do a trailer like this. I feel comfortable. So I just wanted to put this out here and say, hey guys, next week is the official launch of the One Man Podcast. And what is the One Man Podcast, you might be asking? Well, I'm going to be talking about me. What? Yeah, I'm going to talk about myself, what I'm doing comedically, what I'm doing in my personal life. You know, since it's a hump day thing, I'm going to be talking about what I've got, you know, coming up, what I just had over the past weekend, and how my week is going. It's generally speaking, this is kind of an opportunity for me to, you know, be reaching friends, family, fans, with just people who want to know how I'm doing. I wish I could get together and go for a coffee with everyone in my life and let them know what's going on. But I've got a lot going on, and I'd like to think I'm a hardworking guy. I don't know, just 2 seconds before I said it, it felt like I'm a hardworking guy, and it felt weird. Like it's a self-congratulatory thing or whatever. But I am, I got a lot of pots on the stove, and I'm very, very excited about all the things going on. And I'm actually excited that this is going to be a regular thing that once a week, you know, we can get together and you know, I can just tell you guys what's going on with me. I also want to sort of open it up, to you guys. You know what I mean? Like we have a, you know, if you guys have questions, if you want to know what's going on with me, if you want to ask me anything, you know, about comedy or my personal life, or just anything about yourselves, or tell me something about you guys, I would love that. And I would be happy to read, you know, questions on the show, or, you know, just read out what's going on with you guys, give personal shout outs to the people in my life that I care about, which is all of you, truthfully. Even if you're a fan, you have no idea who I am. I am a professional stand-up comedian, you know, most of the time, and sometimes, see, that's another thing we're going to have to learn. I'm going to leave that in there. I've already started this recording over once, but I'm leaving that in there. I'm going to have to learn to turn off all my devices because I get emails and text messages and Facebook messages constantly. So, all my technology is around me, and I'm worried that one day I'm going to be in the middle of a really important story or something, and my phone is going to ring. And because my phone and my iPad are hooked into this recording device, all of the audio will come in. So you guys will just get this horrible loud phone ringing in your ears. And as soon as I teach myself how to edit sounds out, then that won't hurt us anymore. But yeah, that's my life. I got a lot going on, a lot of pots in the stove. A lot of funny things happen to me. And whatnot. So like, I'd love to share my stories with you and what's going on with me so that I can connect with everybody in my life on a little bit more of a personal level, because, I'd rather make it quality time when I see everybody, but I kind of feel like I tell the same story to every person. It'd be easier to just tell everybody at once, which makes this podcast great. So like I said, if you guys want to send in questions, the email address I have is contact@onemanpodcast.com. So feel free to send in your questions and tell me what's going on with you guys. Ask me anything that you want to ask, and we'll discuss it on here. I'm also going to be taking this with me on the road. So again, you can count on me to do this every single week, and I will try to have it on, you know, uploaded by Wednesday. So I might record it Tuesday, but I want it available for you guys for hump day. Just so it gives you something to listen to in the middle of the week. Hopefully it's funny and entertaining for you, but at the same time, feel free to get interactive. I'm going to also invite any comedians. If I'm on the road and I'm staying with other comics, I'm going to invite them to chat with me, because that week, you know, I'll be basically living with them. So you'll get an idea of the person that I'm spending every day and night on stage with. So, I just want to welcome you guys to be a part of that in any way that you'd like. Also, I've got some segments I'll be playing around with. So just some fun stuff that we can look forward to every episode. I'm happy to say that we do have two sponsors right out of the gate for the One Man Podcast. So I will tell you guys more about them on actual episode one. But it's really cool to have some backing right out of the gate with some people that want to be a part of this. So that's great. I do want to say a couple thank yous, if you don't mind. I want to thank Tara Malloy, who was the excellent graphic designer who came up with the logoing and everything like that for One Man Podcast. So very, very cool. She's working on some other projects with me as well. She's been very patient. I'm not really sure if it's coming across how, you know, scatterbrained and whatnot I am. Especially when I do a project, I tend to jump in with both feet, but something like this podcast, which I might end up talking about at length in the first episode, has been insane how many things I've had to learn, everything from the equipment to how to manage like sound clips and things like that. And what an RSS feed is, which I still really don't have an idea. You know, hosting and tons of stuff that, you know, basically made my eyes roll back in my head so many times, just in the process of learning it. But I really think that's probably why I got sick too. I had, you know, I was headlining shows in Windsor and at the same time trying to collaborate with a lot of people and ask questions and learn and all these things. And I think I just wore myself out. But I do want to thank Tara Malloy. She did a great job of the logo, and she's working on some other projects that are coming along great. And she was very patient with me sort of trying to figure out what it was I was looking for. So big thanks to her. I'm very, very happy collaborating with her. I want to thank my buddy, Paul Verzi, over at the Verzi Effect. He, again, just a super, super great, great friend. I got to be honest. Yeah, he's a great comic. Absolutely. And he's been a pretty decent little mentor to me too, to be honest. I mean, Paul is a super busy guy. And if any of you know anything about Paul, he was just maybe, I think the day he was supposed to film his special, he spent like 40 minutes on the phone with me, just giving me some advice and stuff like that about, you know, podcasts and some suggestions. Because again, I wanted to put something out there that you guys will be interested in and want to listen to be totally honest with you. So Paul was great. He spent some time on the phone. I mean, he didn't end up filming a special. If you guys are fans of Paul's, you'll know there's a big thing with that. But again, with a lot going on in his life, he was kind enough to give me an hour on the phone of his time just to answer questions and sort of coach me through some things. So, you know, big, big thank you to Paul for giving me the time. I want to thank Monkey Junk as well, too. That little intro that we played there at the beginning. They are a phenomenal I want to call them a blues band, and I think that's what they're categorized as, but they're like a blues rock sort of fusion thing. Like, they got so many different levels of talent. I can't explain to you guys how amazing this band is. They're from right here in Ottawa, where I live, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, in the event that this somehow ends up in someone in a different part of the world's lap or ears. But Monkey Junk is phenomenal. They have won just a ludicrous amount of awards. They've won a Juno, which is Canada's equivalent of the Grammys, for, you know, best blues album. Steve, the lead singer, who's also you know, a friend of mine, who was kind enough to you know, basically gift me one of their songs to use as my intro for the One Man Podcast. So that's kind of why I want to thank them, of course. But Steve just hosted the Maple Blues Awards in Canada too this year, just a few months ago. So these guys travel all over the world. They're absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, I'm not a blues guy. But you hear these guys play and you're like, this is just insanely good music and a level of talent that's just, it's refreshing. So check out Monkey Junk is their name. You can get their albums on, you know, iTunes, Google Play. I think that's the Samsung equivalent, and just about anywhere. But yeah, Monkey Junk, check them out. And big thank you to them. I'm very, very grateful for you guys donating your music to be a part of my podcast. The name of the tune is Show Me Yours on the album Moon Turn Red by Monkey Junk. I'm going to be playing us out to that song at the end of this little advertisement here, just as a thank you and to give them a nice little plug for being so generous with me. Obviously, I want to thank the Bank of Mom for essentially investing in the initial equipment. One of the problems with podcasts is that, I don't say problems, but one of the hurdles that any new podcast gets is when you're brand new, you don't have a lot of listeners. In fact, almost nobody knows that you exist. And it's kind of cool that, you know, my mom, who's been my biggest fan since the get-go, right? Ah, it's such a sweet story. She's been my biggest fan. She was, you know, she's always encouraging. And every time I'm like, you know, I'm thinking of doing this, she's the first one to go, ah, if you, you know, do it the way you want to do it, go ahead. I'll get behind you. But, I actually didn't just, you know, pull my phone out and put it on the counter. I have actually invested, her money in some really decent equipment to, again, make this easier for me to do, and to give a better quality. So if I'm going to be struggling for listeners initially and building a, you know, a listenership, with you guys, I don't want the quality to be suffering on top of everything else to make it, you know, until we find our stride together as a group, all of us, I thought, you know, maybe best to just put the best level of quality, out. So thank you to my mom, my biggest fan. And then of course, finally, my beautiful, loving, supportive angel, my heart, you know, Crystal Martin, she puts up with me. I was thanking Tara, the graphic designer, for putting up with me because she was working with me and my neuroses on one project. This is the woman who basically keeps me grounded, my my beautiful angel. So thank you to her for, in the last 3 weeks, every single conversation I have with her being about, you know, learning something new in a podcast and screaming and yelling about not knowing what an RSS feed is and how the hell do you build a WordPress site and all these crazy things. She definitely gave me a safe place to just be insane while I was figuring all this stuff out. So just about anything that I do comedically or personally, I got to say she's the inspiration for. So, you know, again, if you guys listen to this, you'll hear her on. I'll have her on and I'll talk about the stuff going on. She's a very big, important part of my life. So, you know, you can't listen to this podcast and not hear about her. So if you don't like me bragging and sending my love about her, then don't listen. You know, or read the descriptions. And if you see one episode where I'm not talking about her, listen to that one. But I love that woman with all my heart. And I thank her, you know, for being patient with me. So, that's what we got so far, guys. So like I said, anything that you want to submit, contact at onemanpodcast.com. I don't care if, I really don't care what it is. Questions, comments, anything that you guys want to throw at me, I'd be happy to try to incorporate it into the show and make it a part, because like I said, this is all about connecting with you guys. So yeah, send something. Contact at onemanpodcast.com. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and all that fun stuff. Instagram, all of it's, you know, one man podcast, except Twitter. Twitter, we have at one man pod. Because one man podcast is taken by a guy who hasn't tweeted in 7 years. So I'm fighting with them. That's another one of the things making me frustrated in the last week, is trying to get Twitter to look at this account that's inactive and let us have our brand. Right. Anyways. Thank you guys so much. I hope you're interested in this. And like I said, I'm looking to maybe just connect with you guys, tell you the goofy things that happened to me. There's so many weird, stupid things that happened to me in a week that, you know, don't necessarily translate to the stage, but they may translate to this format right here to sort of connect with you guys and let you know what I've got going on with me. You know, hopefully make you laugh, hopefully make you think and, you know, connect with you guys a little bit. So, thank you for listening to this 13-minute long trailer. I appreciate that. The first episode is going to be, next Wednesday, May 17th, some point in the day, depending on when it uploads to iTunes or whatever your chosen method is. But, thank you for listening to this. And as I mentioned earlier, Monkey Junk has, you know, gifted me this song to use as my intro. So, it will be, you know, portioned out differently on the actual episodes, but I do want to play it in its entirety, you know, just as a thank you and to, you know, let you guys hear just how fantastic a group these guys are. So as I mentioned, the song is called Show Me Yours on the album Moon Turn Red. You can get it on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you pick up music from these days. Thank you so much, guys. And I look forward to the first episode next week. Thanks so much.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
to my knees.